Hi, my name is Tatiana. You reached Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I didn't understand that last part. What was it?
Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, ma'am.
Okay. How can I help you?
I was just calling to figure out what the rules are in Alabama. I live in Alabama, and I work at a daycare, and I just tested positive, and I work with a bunch of one-year-olds, and I was just trying to figure out what the daycare policies were, like if somebody tested positive, are they supposed to close that classroom down, or, I mean, what's the rules?
If someone comes up positive, everyone in there needs to get tested, for one. And then that whole entire room needs to be sanitized. And the doors they walked in, basically the whole building. The whole building needs to be sanitized and wiped down.
Okay. So what do I do if a daycare director is not following the rules when it comes to COVID?
Well,
I hate that person, but we've had multiple cases, and I just got sick, and my child has it, who also goes to the daycare. I mean, and it's obviously not going to get any better if nobody's following the rules in the daycare.
If they don't know what the rules are, they need to be told, but you can call this CDC number, and yeah, they're probably going to shut them down for good.
Yeah. I withdrew from working there and pulled my kid out because I asked them if they were going to. Okay, long story short, and I'm sure you don't even care, but I'm going to tell you anyway. I have a classroom full of 6 1-year-olds, and 2
mm-hmm.
of my 1-year-olds have already tested positive.
Mm-hmm.
And they allowed the parents after 4 days to bring the kids back, even though they were still sick. Yes. And so I stopped taking my kid and kept working there. Now I have COVID, which was a dumb choice on my end. And I just told the director, and she said, okay. And I asked her what the next step was, and she said nothing. I asked her if she was going to close my classroom down, and she said no. And so I also asked her if she was going to tell the parents, and she said no. If they get sick, then they'll find out. So I took it upon myself to message all of my parents because I don't see that it's okay to let 1-year-olds go around with possibly having COVID
mm-hmm.
when it can kill them. So that's just my opinion. But anyways, can I get the number?
Mm-hmm. It's
800-232. Mm-hmm.
4636.
4636?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, bye.